This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is Free Talk Live. You can join us on the phones, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or we also have Skype. You can Skype into username lrn.fm. We started off the night talking about privacy on the internet. Then we talked about a Donald Trump supporter punching a protester, saying the next time we see him, we might have to kill him. And then we were talking about relationships, specifically studies that seem to contradict one another about what happens when men do more housework in a heterosexual monogamous relationship. Do they wind up getting more intimacy or less? And, well, it depends on what survey you're looking at. But we do know that men that do more housework wind up having a higher divorce rate.
You know, I was just thinking about that old codger who was talking about punching the dude who he claimed might have been ISIS.
He wasn't
acting like American.
We don't know what he was. Now, he might have been ISIS.
Because we all know here that the U.S. government does a whole hell of a lot of killing every single year, and they're getting away with it. No one's calling them out except us. And what are we going to do? We're just guys in the backwoods, and we've got an opinion, and what do we know? And we're on a watch list because we're calling out the government that's, you know, pretty much starting wars and
or two
or three or 17 and yeah. 900 bases around the globe. You know, this guy is just. He's just supporting America, and America is the U.S. government, in his opinion, probably. Or at least it represents him in his opinion. I know that it doesn't.
I just want to change the subject here for a very brief moment. Something that does represent the at least, you know, part of my views, and I believe both of yours. The New Hampshire legislature, the House, on a voice vote, just passed decriminalization, so it now goes to the Senate.
Hear, hear.
Hear, hear. That's, and of course, to the old horrible woman's desk, which he's probably going to...
Probably will actually not make it out of the Senate, but who knows? We'll see what happens. But I just saw this come across my news feed, so wanted to share that. And the reason that I'm sharing some of the legislative victories here in New Hampshire is because we all live in New Hampshire. We all moved here as part of the Free State Project, which is a movement to get 20,000 liberty lovers to move to the state of New Hampshire to exert the fullest practical effort towards the creation of a society where the maximum role of government is the protection of life, liberty, and justly acquired property. And something else, speaking of the Free State Project, which hit its goal of 20,000 signers, on February 3rd is when that announcement was made, so there's now 5 years for 20,000 movers to wind up getting to New Hampshire. The founder of the Free State Project posted online earlier today that he will actually be testifying before a House subcommittee about self-determination movements.
Is that another word for secession?
Yes, it is exactly another word for secession.
I thought he was, but he stays away from that word because it is the naughty, dirty word. So he's just
he was invited to testify. I don't know what position he's going to take. I don't know what questions he's going to be asked because that's the way these committees work: is you show up, you give a very brief prepared statement, and then they ask you questions. So all I know is that he is testifying on Tuesday. And that it's a House subcommittee to figure out what the U.S. policy should be on national self-determination movements.
And Darrell, you probably know what is the answer. At least here in New Hampshire, what is the answer?
The answer to what?
To seceding from the feds, from the government.
Whom are you asking? Because the answer that I give is not going to be the answer that the vast majority of the people wind up giving.
Or Sorens. And I don't know Sorens from a rock in the street over there. But I do know you, and I know that I agree with your opinion on leaving the feds.
Right.
But you also know the law, and what does the law say about this?
The law doesn't say anything about this.
Well,
that there are Supreme Court, there are Supreme Court decisions and one lack of a decision to where the federal government, on the one hand, says that secession most certainly did happen when Virginia seceded from the Union. Mm-hmm. Thus, West Virginia was the legitimate government of the state of Virginia, and they seceded from a state that had previously seceded. So, therefore, West Virginia is a legal state. But then there was another decision that said that the state of Texas did not secede from the Union in 1861 because secession is illegal, so therefore no secession. So the federal government has a conflicting opinion on whether or not secession can happen, but there is nothing in statute that says that no state can secede. So it's not a statutory question. It's a question of who has more guns and will they use them.
Right. And I don't think it's a question. I don't think the federal government is at all confused about whether states can secede. I think they're very clear in that, no, we'll go to war and we'll kill your people should you do that. And we have a history of addressing secession like that.
Right, and most people fail to remember or even fail to understand that when the 13 colonies of what became the United States of America, when they declared independence from Great Britain, they seceded.
No, there's that word again.
They seceded.
So do you mind if I read?
They seceded.
And they were taxed not so much as we are. But there's this sense of representation that many people believe they have that many of the colonists didn't have because, I mean, how many miles of ocean was between them and their government?
Absolutely.
Whereas here, there's this false sense of, they work for me. They take care of the roads. And they pay for my kids to go to school.
Not all self-determination movements are good. Some of them are self-determination in name only, meaning that we want to control people. We don't want this other group of people to control them. And that's really part of what's been going on in Syria, to where you've got these groups that are the rebels that want to be the legitimate government of Syria. And you've got this group that most people call ISIS, that they refer to themselves as the Islamic State or the Caliphate.
The Caliphate.
And that's what this story is about, Chris.
Yeah, well, I was going to actually, before we get on to that, talk a little bit about what Jason put out, which I thought was pretty interesting, just the text of what he received.
His letter from Congress.
Yeah. Dear Dr. Sorens, I am writing to invite you to testify at a hearing entitled U.S. Policy Towards National Self-Determination Movements, to be held before the Subcommittee on Europe, Eurasia, and Emerging Threats at 2:30 p.m. on Tuesday, March 15th, blah, 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 room blank, 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 of the Rayburn House Office Building. With the growth of democratic governance in Europe, questions of national self-determination have become increasingly prevalent. U.S. policy has generally emphasized stability and the status quo of existing borders. This hearing will give members an opportunity to examine whether long-term peace and stability might be better served in supporting national self-determination. In your testimony, please discuss arguments put forth by groups advocating the creation of new states or changes to national borders.
So do you think this is specifically about Scotland,
yes,
Catalonia,
yes,
Transnistria, South Ossetia,
yes,
and some of the other lesser-known self-determination movements in the former Soviet republics?
I think if there's money, oil, or power to be gained by European secession movements, then the U.S. will absolutely support them, but God forbid if we would ever apply the same thing to our own states. That's my read.
Yes. Double standard much? So let's jump into this story, or We will not jump into the story right now, but we will tease the story that apparently 22,000 members of the Islamic State or their militant organizations are now apparently public information.
They got doxxed.
You'll tell us about that, and of course, your phone calls, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
February is National Heart Month, and chances are you have a cardiovascular issue like I do. I help maintain my healthy heart by drinking Super Beets. It's a superfood powder that I mix with water, but you can mix it with yogurt or put it in a smoothie, whatever you want. Not only does it help boost my circulation and support my healthy blood pressure naturally, but I feel the energy and stamina boost in about 20 minutes, which no other superfood formula guarantees. All the beets from Super Beets come from one non-GMO farm in California, so they can keep a close eye on the production of the dietary nitrates. I want you to try this product for National Heart Month. And if you don't feel the results, you don't pay guaranteed. Get a 30-day supply free with your first order. You also get nitric oxide indicator strips so that you can see it's working. Plus, get the free book, Beat the Odds. And all of this comes with free shipping. Call 800-951-8940 or visit ftlbeats.com. I believe in Super Beats. 800-951-8940, ftlbeats.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Thursday night edition. In studio, it's Daryl,
Chris, and Conan.
And Chris, you've got something to tell us about some terrorist being doxxed, apparently, maybe, possibly.
Well, they've been outed. I mean, somebody within the organization has released a large number of names. And
was that person Barack Obama?
It may have been. I'm not going to say yes or no to that. But this
and I asked the question because, you know, most people don't realize that the U.S. government is giving funding and weapons to the group known as ISIS.
ISIS. Baby. Dun, 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 dun.
Yes, we have been playing both sides of that war since the beginning. And thank you, John McCain, for going over there and meeting with the moderates and establishing those relationships so we could efficiently fund ISIS, who can then behead and...
Right, and the moderates...
And keep this war going.
The so-called moderates in Syria are not the same as the people in the caliphate. The moderates were supposed to be fighting against the caliphate, and the Pentagon was given some large amount of money to train thousands of moderate rebels. They only ever found a couple hundred, and then when those rebels were sent to Syria to fight against the caliphate, they wound up quickly surrendering and giving their weapons to the caliphate.
Yeah, you'll have this from time to time. I think there were some worse links there than even that, but
or it's U.S. military setting up shop and getting called out of there and just leaving all of their equipment.
Well, yeah, or there's also the things where they're dropping food and weapons
to the wrong people,
and oh, they wound up going over to where ISIS is instead of to where the Kurds were. Oops, our bad. And there was something, and I read this because I read a bunch of news. There was something a couple of weeks ago where there were 21 tons of food that were dropped, supposed to be, you know, humanitarian aid. All 21 tons were either lost or destroyed.
Yeah.
The parachutes failed to open on, I think, 4 tons of the food, and it all fell and smashed and was completely destroyed. 7 tons of the food, the parachutes opened, but a wind gust blew it off course and wow, landed in a minefield, making it impossible to retrieve. And the other 10 tons of food, they don't know what happened to.
Oh, my God.
We have no clue. It got lost. We don't know where it is.
It just keeps going and going and going, and what it all boils down to is the U.S.'s propensity to continue perpetual war. This is how we make money. This is how our government stays in control, and this is how we feed the military-industrial complex.
And this is how we keep you afraid to where we can take your rights and your freedoms and take more of your money because, well, you don't want ISIS coming over here, do you?
Yes, and we can't have that, and because of that, we need to be able to unlock every iPhone on the planet.
And in a lot of ways, this reminds me of Ender's Game. And I've never read the book, but I have seen the movie. And my understanding is the movie is fairly true to the book. And, you know, spoiler warning, it's a movie that's been out for many years, so, you know, if you've not seen it, you know, like, that's on you. But there's this whole thing to where the younger generation is being trained in the military, and they're being told that they're being trained for this battle, and it's the war to end all wars. And so the kid's going through, and I call him a kid because, you know, like, he's a very young teenager. And he's going through what he believes to be a training simulation to where he's, you know, doing all of this tactical stuff and just blowing them up, even though when they approach the ships that are the enemy ships, they're set up and they look like they're prepared for a negotiation.
Right.
To where, you know, like, they're not moving in on the offensive, but he's being told you have to fight them and you have to destroy. And so then afterwards, he realizes it was not a simulation, it was an actual thing, and he asked, you know, like, why do you trick me? And the response was, well, you never would have done it if we told you it was real.
You got it.
And this is why we have so many drone operators coming out in droves saying that this is what is really going on. we can't live with ourselves.
Right.
Because, I mean, we're bombing. When we found out how many of the people we were actually bombing were actually innocent.
90% of the people being killed in targeted drone strikes.
And most
of keyword, targeted drone strike, meaning that we're supposed to know exactly who is being killed. 90% of the people being killed in targeted drone strikes
and a lot of these
are later labeled as civilians.
A lot of these operators are younger individuals. Oh, yeah. Because and it makes sense too. I mean, we're talking about a lot of button pushing and aiming and the whatnots.
Video games,
just like the Ender's Game kid. And what do? They told him that the whole thing was simulation. It's not real because they knew that if he knew that he was actually killing people,
right,
even if it's another species, even though he's been fed this whole line, and by the way, the whole thing is a false flag, where they don't actually know their enemy any longer. It's been hundreds of years. It's a 100 years war.
Right.
And the enemy was actually on, they had given up, but they're like, nope, we gotta bomb them until the glass.
We've got to go fight them over there so that they don't fight us over here. And the whole thing is based on the false premise that there has to be a fight.
Mm-hmm.
It's like in the movie War Games. I think that was the movie where the kid hacked into the Pentagon computer and had it simulate some nuclear war thing. And this computer was set up to where, it always won. And somehow he got it to play tic-tac-toe against itself, and then it wound up saying the only way to win is not to play the game.
Hmm.
And that's really what it is. The War on Terror is like Ender's Game mixed with War Games. The only way to win is not to play the game.
Well, maybe, because technology is getting to a place where maybe emerging technologies, emerging intelligences will actually come to that conclusion, iRobot style, whereas we have to, in order to protect you, humans, we have to eliminate you. Maybe a similar occurrence will come in the way that war is fought, where it's like, you want us to protect you? Well, we have to end wars, and in order to do that, we have to stop it all.
Well, I think we're at a point now, and my study of U.S. history has its holes in it. I've studied a lot about the Revolutionary War, the Civil War, but I kind of skipped between the Civil War and World War I. So my knowledge kind of picks up a World War I.
So you skipped the Spanish-American War.
For example, and I can't speak to that, but I can speak to the politics around World War I and the progressive movement and Woodrow Wilson. And, we are at about 100 years now of a foreign policy that's been very much specifically dedicated to war.
Yes.
I mean, that is what it was, and
closer to 120, but
yeah. But since that time, I mean, that is where we have been going, and we talk about this like it could end soon, but when you've got 100 years of history, it's tough.
But the saddest part, if you ever played Civ 5, one of the American symptoms is wartime weariness. And I always saw that. I'm like, bull crap. We've been in war forever and ever. Amen. Go ahead, Daryl.
So you can tell us more about the Civ 5.
You've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Still time for you and your thoughts, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And do you need business cards to promote your business, your organization, or just promote yourself? Because it's always good when you're meeting people to be able to hand them something that has your name and phone number on it. That way they don't forget and come back to you later and say, "And what was your name again? What was it? Was it Carl?"
Wait. Hold on. Let me reach in my wallet and get your card that you gave to me 6 months ago to remember your name.
No, I'm not saying 6 months ago. I'm saying immediately, because there are people that they cannot remember people's names right away. But it would be good to, you know, hand them a business card. They can look at the business card and then connect.
They need to learn those name recognition games where you...
Right, and business cards are an excellent way to help people remember your name. And you can get 500 of them starting at $9.99 from Vistaprint.com. Use code FTL at checkout, and again, get those 500 business cards starting at $9.99. They have templates that you can customize, or you can upload your own graphics, upload your own design. And there's also upgrades that you can do, get thicker stock, have various other things to fancy up your business cards. But again, you can get those 500 cards starting at $9.99. Use code FTL at checkout, vistaprint.com.
So we were going to try to get into the story about ISIS getting doxxed, and I'm getting this from the Business Insider, who gets it from Agence France-Presse, AFP. A former ISIS militant reportedly leaks the identities of 22,000 ISIS members. The story begins. Tens of thousands of documents, including the names, addresses, phone numbers, and family contacts of jihadis who joined the Islamic State group, have been given to the UK's Sky News, the broadcaster said. Sky reported that a disillusioned...
Sky News is Murdoch, right?
That's correct. Sky reported that a disillusioned former member has handed over the documents on a memory stick that had been stolen from the head of the group's internal security police.
All right, so I just have to ask, Conan, why did you mention the owner of Sky News? Do you think that that makes the story less true?
I think Murdoch is one of the controllers of this globe, and I just wanted to put that out there.
So he's intentionally telling people lies, so there is no USB stick that was handed over? There's no information?
No. I'm not saying that. But we're talking 20,000 names. These guys must be really confident and not really care what's going on, or it's a setup. Well, I'm fighting the man. Okay, I'm not going to join an organization and give all this information over unless I feel that we are so big that we are a competing entity, and we're not being told that. We're told that these guys are ragbag freedom fighters. We're not told they're freedom fighters; they're terrorists, and they're all hiding in the holes. And there's no organization.
They're calling themselves a government, and they're seeking international recognition as a government. So it's not just some group of people; it's people that are trying to form their own thing.
So I guess they're doing their own inside research to make sure how much training you have, what knowledge you have of actual Sharia law and all, and who you are and who your people are. So if you get your head blowed off, we can send you back to mama.
Well, I think it's even more than that, and this is the part that I find kind of interesting. So I'm going to continue down through here just a little bit, and we'll discuss it. But the documents are forms that ISIS recruits have had to fill out in order to be accepted into the organization and contain information on nationals from 51 countries, the broadcaster reported. Sky News has informed the authorities about the haul, the news channel wrote on its website. No comment was immediately available from Britain's interior or foreign ministries. Some of the documents reportedly contain the information of previously unknown jihadis in Northern Europe, the United States and Canada, as well as North Africa and the Middle East, it said. This could be a massive development, Chris Phillips, managing director of counterterrorism consultancy International Protect and Prepare Security Office, told AFP. It shows how vulnerable ISIS is to its own people turning against them. The potential for security services identifying unknown terrorists is greatly enhanced, he said, using another term for ISIS. So here's kind of what I get out of it. ISIS is kind of advanced, at least advanced enough to have their own HR department.
Mm-hmm.
So literally,
well, 20,000 people, that's a small city.
Well, and this is just undoubtedly some of the applicants, some of the people, but here's this other vision of ISIS I now have in my head. There's this office building with very plain walls and a bunch of cubicles.
It's a trailer.
I don't think so.
It's like a construction trailer they set up temporarily.
I don't think so. I think somewhere ISIS actually has a nice office building.
With a flag out front?
Probably. And they have an HR department whose job is to go through these applications, set up interviews, and review the requirements that they have.
And they have the promises from McCain that we won't bomb this particular building as long as we get intel from you. The 20,000 thumb drive?
As long as you just keep it going. Just
Why don't you turn that 20,000 in? Watch all 20,000 of these guys already be deceased. It's like, well, you know, we can give you these names. These are all dead guys.
Well, that may be. There's a lot of room for a lot of chicanery on all sides of this, but I just find it very interesting that this is literally like HR-type information.
One thing that I find interesting is that how many times during the Bush administration, during the global war on terror, did Al-Qaeda's number two wind up getting killed?
Yeah.
It seems like every time you turned around, Al-Qaeda's number two has been killed. So, like, who would take the job as the number two guy in charge of Al-Qaeda because he always gets killed? It's like on Star Trek Wars. Who wears a red shirt?
I guess. Yeah. I guess you could say it's like any Mexican president. Don't they get taken out pretty quick?
No.
Or maybe not presidents, but like the governors of small provinces and whatnot.
They don't have provinces in Mexico.
If they don't play games, if they don't play
they have
ball.
States, not provinces.
If they don't
provinces
play, if they don't play ball with the local drug cartel.
Yeah, they're done.
And in horrific ways, with the heads cut off.
Generally, it's a mayor of some city.
And why don't we hear about Mexican beheadings anymore? I mean,
actually happening in the Arizona desert. That was fear-mongering from Jan Brewer.
So how many of these ISIS beheadings are actually real and or actually made up?
Well, I don't know, but there's actually video of some of those. People being found in the Arizona desert without their heads, there were zero actual reports of anyone being found without a head. There were zero police reports. There was zero photographs of people being found in the Arizona desert without their head.
I'll buy that.
It was all fear-mongering by Jan Brewer when she was trying to get reelected governor of Arizona.
Okay, and all I'm asking, all right, and it makes perfect sense. All right, so how many of these beheadings that Graham and McCain are always harping on are actually not happening in the Middle East?
There have
been some. And I'm not talking about them Jihad John, or whatever his name was, Hollywood-produced beheadings, which are all fake. I'm talking about real ones where they did it. It's out in the street, lots of a huge audience. This guy is an adulterer, either he's getting stoned or he's getting his head lopped off right there in front of everybody.
Well, I think I've seen it, at least enough evidence to believe that there are that ISIS is a very cruel group of people, and they do behead people.
As is the Saudi government, as is the government of pretty much every Middle Eastern country.
Yeah,
I'm just pointing that out because are people that will only look at the horrible things being done by the Islamic State. And not the
schools that they're
funding. They don't look at any of the stuff being done by any of the governments that the U.S. is officially giving money to.
Right? Absolutely. Like we give money to ISIS.
Yes. And we'll talk about more of that. And your calls in the remaining moments, 855-450-FREE. And on Skype, username lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live.
There comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it 3 times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people in my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Way has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Way.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! Moments remain on this Thursday night. Enough time for you and your thoughts if you call in right now to 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight is Daryl.
Chris. And Conan.
And Chris, let's jump back into this story about the alleged leaking of the identities of 22,000 members of the Islamic State. Information that was given to the French AFP, which is basically the French Associated Press, the Association France-Presse. They got the information from Sky News, and Conan believes that since it went through Sky News, it's all fake and nothing ever happened and that there are no names.
I didn't say that. I said I'm suspicious. Because I don't trust my government, and I don't trust mainstream media.
Yep, I hear you.
Which is in the pockets of a lot of governments and powerful people who don't work for me. They work for themselves.
That they do. So, to continue the story, he added, and I think we're quoting, let me see, who are we quoting here? Chris Phillips of a terrorism consulting group. Yeah, that Lee could inspire
the
others.
The Counterterrorism Consultancy International Protect and Prepare Security Office.
Thank you, sir. He added that the leaks could inspire others to turn against the group and that the documents could be used in future prosecutions and they could help stop a flow of volunteers traveling to join ISIS from Europe and the U.S. Understanding how people have traveled and who recruited them is a key opportunity to reducing those... to reduce those leaving in the future, Phillips said. Copies of the documents broadcast by Sky show that recruits would have to answer 23 questions, including on their blood type, mother's maiden name, quote, level of Sharia understanding, unquote, and previous experience. Some of the names in the documents are fighters that have already been identified, such as Abdel Majad Abdel Bari, a former rapper from West London, who once posted an image of himself on Twitter holding a severed head. Another name is Junaid Hussein, a cyber operative for ISIS from the British city of Birmingham, and 21-year-old Reynad Khan, who appears in a recruitment video, both killed last year.
And that would be Birmingham, England.
Not
Birmingham, Alabama, where I am from.
Okay, just to be clear, Daryl has Birmingham. No ties to ISIS that we know of.
Birmingham.
Okay.
They don't say ham.
Okay, Birmingham.
Birmingham.
Okay.
Now, you mentioned that they're actually out there. This might be some kind of a plan to prevent young people from joining ISIS because, hey, look, you got these traitors amongst in their ranks who, and there's this information out there, and if you go and join one of these groups, your name is going to be on a list, and we're going to know all about you, track you down. And I mean, do you think there might be? You think this might be a scam?
You know, I'm going to take the point of view that this is actually real, and that there are people within ISIS and within any large group that are dissatisfied, and they're going to be a whistleblower.
Right.
And this, to me, is the ISIS equivalent of whistleblowing. I've got into this thing. I'm in over my head. This is driving me nuts, even though I only work in the HR department, and I'm going to get some of this stuff out. Or, you know, it could be a result of intelligence gathering. I don't know. But the thing when we report things like this is it's impossible to know today in this world what's a false flag, what's a scam by our own government, what's intentional false intelligence being put out by another group to try to confuse our intelligence. It could be anything.
Well, here's why I say it, because here in our country, FBI Director James Comey has been coming out dealing with the Apple situation and many months ago coming out against an app called Telegram. Which we're all three of us are familiar with.
Yes, I think and all three of us are using it right now.
We use to send show notes back and forth.
Well, every time that he mentions Telegram, he talks about how ISIS uses it. It's either a PS4,
right,
or Telegram. So the question is, I mean, what information is he trying to get out there? Do the terrorists really use it, or is?
I don't think he ever said the terrorists use it. He said we think they might.
And because it's supposedly so well encrypted, they have no access to this this underground network of communication.
Right.
Now, or do they?
Absolutely. Now, they're just baiting them into using it.
Yeah, he's just planning it that, hey, look, guys, by the way, we can't get through this.
Yeah.
So if you want to be terrorists, you got to use this. And of course, they have every word on. Who knows?
This is where your conspiracy theories start to roll into each other. So what is it? We're running them, and we don't want them to get caught, or we're not running them, but we do want to catch them. It just goes in circles. But I think that there is a lot of honeypotting going out there. You know, they want to talk about these technologies that are supposedly impervious, and the whole time they have backdoors into everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going back to the early days of the Snowden releases, and you know, the iPhone was pretty much a playground for those guys back then. The assumption by all of us who are watching what's going on now with the iPhone is that Apple, you know, decided that no more are we going to play nice guy with the NSA, and we're going to be the saviors of humanity, and we're going to finally stand up to them. Well, is that Apple marketing?
I have another prediction.
Or a threat from the government to Apple.
I have another prediction on the iPhone, what is it, 5, which is probably getting kind of old and they're ready to release a new one. I think this is going to get backdoored. They're going to have to create some kind of software that allows the government to gain access to any phone that they want to, you know, just after a phone call.
Oh, with a warrant, though. Only in case of
war. Well, but the question is, what's the next generation iPhone going to be? Will it have Will it give access? Will that backdoor be available on the newer phone? So the newer phone will come out. It's like, oh, by the way, the older phone, you know, it's not safe. Well, so if you want to be safe, you're going to have to buy the next generation.
Exactly.
Phone.
So you're thinking it's Apple marketing.
I think it's a marketing scam.
Me personally, and I've always been an Android user, which is inherently, and I'm a little bit of a security guy too, inherently an unsecure platform.
Right.
I think there have been backdoors in smartphones since there were smartphones, because the NSA was doing everything, all these other programs that we talk about, basically the same time frame as the advent of the smartphone. So I think it's foolish to believe that any technology we're using of this scale is not already been hacked.
Right.
And it's not already blown
wide
open.
Well, I think that and I'm not an iPhone guy, and I hate Apple, but simply because, you know, all I see a bunch of elitists, and I was in State College a couple years ago, and I hate the millennials. But anyways,
such a strong word.
I know it is, but they really do suck. I don't know if it's the hacking of the phone, or if it's just they want to get rid of this 10 password or 10 tries password, and the phone bricks itself.
Right, that's what the feds are trying to get Apple to do, is create a program that removes the, if you put in the password wrong too many times,
right,
then it erases everything. The FBI says, Apple, we want you to create a program that allows us to bypass this security feature on this one phone, even though such a program would be able to be used on every phone with this feature.
And by the way, the phone they use as an example, they had already gotten all the information. They were done with that thing.
Yeah, and I just don't buy any of that. I think that this is a way for the government to work with Apple to, number one, Apple sells more phones. Two, the government can perpetuate this notion that we are actually secure in our private communications, and I think the whole thing's a farce.
So let's jump back into this original article about the releasing of information against members of the Islamic State. And, Chris, apparently there's a copy of the application to join ISIS?
Yeah, it looks like they've added a little bit of translation to it, but it just is a, you know, it has a little bit of Arabic at the top, and then it says, and they've done this in English so you could read it, name, fighter name. Evidently, you have a name fighter name.
You have an avatar.
Goose. Iceman.
We're talking about desert people.
Yeah.
They're more like fire star.
Oh, right. They don't have geese.
What's the Digens? The fire spirits.
Talking about.
I don't know.
Mother's maiden name, blood type, date of birth and nationality, marriage status, address and place of residence, level of education.
What if I don't claim a residency? Could I put...
Can
I put itinerant or transient on there?
You just say caliphate.
Caliphate!
But I don't want to claim a residency.
Oh, man.
And you don't have to either, but, well, that's it for tonight. Join us tomorrow night. Well, it won't be us. It'll be completely different people, but it will be Free Talk Live online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.